Dominicans in the cities devote themselves particularly to the salvation of the merchants. A merchant's soul, especially that of a long-distance merchant, is at risk from his profession alone. Long absences from home are a temptation to adultery. Trading incites to greed, and riches to conceit. Riches provoke envy, and greed and envy are mortal sins. All unfair commercial practices are lumped together under the term of usury, which not only relates to excessive interest rates or direct dealings with money. By paying for indulgences, the merchant can gain remission from the temporal punishment for his sins. However, strictly speaking, the rules of the mendicant orders are not consistent with payments for indulgences. Thomas Aquinas, a Dominican who was one of the most influential theologians and philosophers of the 13th century, looked closely at the field of business ethics. In his work, Summa Theologica, he lists the risks to which the merchant's salvation is exposed. Ultimately, he nonetheless concludes that commerce is compatible with the Christian faith. A man may aspire to earthly goods, but not for their own sake, as ends in themselves, but rather to use them as the vine does its tendrils, to hoist itself up to eternal happiness. The friar's studies and thirst for knowledge led to the establishment of teaching posts and universities by the mendicant orders of the Franciscans and the Dominicans.